I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. We've reached Wednesday. Good morning to you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around on Friday for a couple hours. Ode to Jim's show. Looking forward to that. Check us out on video. We're always there. 937thefan.com. Click on that watch live link right there at the top. Do that and check out our YouTube page. We're really pushing that because it's great content. And subscribe so you don't have to keep clicking buttons. Just subscribe once and it'll be delivered to you. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's, you know, I can deal with the cold like this if there wasn't the blanket of snow also on the ground. Like, I'm more and more coming to the realization. I'm pulling the gym and looking at the long-range forecast like way too far out that this snow is not going to go anywhere for like another 4 weeks. It's just going to sit there.
There was a positive yesterday, glaring positive in my world, and it should be, and people that have that feeling that you just relayed should think about this, and I tweeted this out yesterday. In all of this, in the bad, it sucks with the snow and the freezing cold and whatever, right? But that said, there was a big positive. The sun was out yesterday. And it was 100% noticeable how much longer it was staying light out.
This
it was
true.
On the other side of 5 o'clock, it was still good.
And the one benefit is it was so ridiculously bright out because, well, it was reflecting off the snow. Like if you tried going outside for more than 3 seconds yesterday without sunglasses on, you were blinded by everything. So I guess, yeah. You know what? We'll find a positive.
Right. Your eye would have turned into like Bob Costas is covering that one Olympics. Yeah. So there was that.
He was on that Hall of Fame coverage a lot last night, which I guess they pull him in for special events and stuff. But it was weird to see like the regular guy, Greg Amsinger, like doing everything. And then Costas was just kind of sitting on the other end of the desk like, hey, let me know when you need anything.
Yeah, it's nutty. All right. So here's I have a quandary. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way. That I wonder if other people need to have the exact right temperature. This is first world problems. I get it.
Okay.
But they say, you know, in radio and in life, they want you to have relatable discussion topics. That's how you relate to people. That's how you talk. It's a good conversation.
Right.
So I had these slippers that I loved, right? Okay. And they just got worn down. I had them for probably 5-6 years. Whatever.
Oh, wow.
And oddly enough, Doran Dickerson had the same slippers. I don't know how we got around to talking about that, but we had the same. They were UGG slippers that I spent a little bit of money on, but I knew they were good quality slippers.
Okay. They were comfy.
Oh, they were great. They were great slippers, and they were the right amount of fleece up against the interior. You know, it was just like the right amount.
Real sturdy or not too sturdy? Because that's the thing with slippers for me is like, I want to have like the rubber sole, right?
They were that.
So they're sturdy.
Yes.
But I
but
also
not,
don't want to feel like I'm putting on shoes.
Correct. They were slide-ins.
Nice.
Okay. So I went to buy them again when they ran out. They did not have that same model that I could find. I don't like enclosed ones. I don't like the back. I like slide-ins for my slippers.
Okay.
I don't like a whole shoe, so to speak.
Yeah. I like the moccasin type, but I don't wear them as much as I think you do.
So. I wear them as soon as I get home, every day. Okay, so then I went on Amazon Prime and found fleece, ones that I thought were very similar.
Okay.
Little cushiony on the bottom, little bit of fleece. I got them too hot.
Feet were just
too
sweating
hot,
the whole
too
time.
Too hot later. It's too much. So now, that's the thing with slippers. They are shoes, you go to the shoe store if you really want to. You know, I know what size I wear. It's going to be close. Shoes don't get too hot if you're not buying boots. Tennis shoes are tennis shoes. Dress shoes are dress shoes.
Well, for the most part, tennis shoes are tennis shoes. I got a, real quick, I got a pair for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That are, like, you don't tie them at all. You just slide them on, right?
Okay.
Which is fantastic. Also tells me I'm getting old. But, like, they have, like, the mesh instead of, like, you know, canvas or leather or whatever.
Well,
like,
and water can get in them.
Right? Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can't wear them all the time. But they are the most comfortable things. And they breathe because they're the mesh. So, like, your feet never get too... They are shoes that I could wear as slippers. And they're insanely comfortable, but that's the problem. Like you said, is you can't wear, if there's any threat of any sort of weather, you're screwed.
See, I know which, I only wear Brooks Ghosts, those shoes for tennis shoes. Like,
okay.
And so I know what shoes I'm going to, I know how they fit. I know. I just order the same size, wear size 10. I order those. And then for workout shoes, I know which ones I want. They keep coming up with these Reebok Nano is what they're called. I tried the Nikes. I don't like them. I get the Reebok. They re-up them every year, and I just order the next pair. Anyway,
slippers.
Back to the slippers. They're too hot, and so, but I've worn them. I can't send them back. Then if you wear them without socks, then they run the risk of getting sweaty and stinky and awful. These are the kind of things that ruin my day. This kind of stuff. So I've been thinking about this. I don't know the play. What I don't want to get into is ordering 20 different pairs of slippers. Yesterday...
So you can't ride out this old pair anymore. Like, they're shot.
Oh, they're in the... They're long gone. They're in the recycle bin. Mm. They've been gone for a couple weeks.
See, I went through this like a month ago or so where I had a new pair that I had just... I'd probably had them for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Just sitting there. Just ready to break them in, ready to go to the new set of slippers. But I had the old pair, which were like the pandemic slippers,
right?
Like the work at home slippers, had them on all day, a lot of days with no socks, and they were old and beat up and they were nasty. And finally, my wife just had enough because I essentially had two pairs of slippers sitting by the bed. She's like, what are you doing? Those are old and nasty. Throw them out and just use the new ones you've had sitting there forever.
Yeah.
So I had to go that route. But when because they're broken in and they're comfortable and you like them. And when you got to get rid of them, this is then the conundrum that you go through.
I am such a slipper guy. I'm telling you, as soon as I get home, I don't make it past the mudroom, shoes off, right in the rack thing, put them in the deal. Slippers are there waiting. And I'll go straight slippers with, I like, my move is slippers with like ankle socks. That is the right temperature of my feet. I don't like the high socks. I don't like sockless slippers with ankle socks.
Okay.
That makes me feel good. I mean, that's it for me. It's in the slippers, the UGG slippers that I had probably for 6 years, five, 6 years, they never once touched cement nor the outside.
Oh, not even in the mailbox.
Not even the front porch.
Oh, not even to get a package off the front porch.
I would take them off and go out of my socks.
Oh, wow.
They never once touched the outside.
That's commitment.
Oh, I was so stickler for
they
it.
Don't, do they have this exact same model still available? You
I'm
can't
looking,
find them anywhere?
Kind of third-party-ish, maybe.
Okay.
You know? What they did was they still have the slide-on ones, but a lot of them have like a lip on the back where your foot is then
yeah,
like
so your foot doesn't slide
down
out.
In. I think I found a pair, but... These ones are $80. They used to only be $60. Now I'll spend the extra $20, I guess, because this is really what I need to have. I guess I'm just gonna have to pony up, y'all, and buy these for $80. Because here's what I have found through this. I generally just go and buy what I want, get what I want. This time I was like, these other ones will be kind of like the original, and they're not.
They're not.
They're not. You just got to get what you got to get. And you just got to spend what you got to spend to get them. That's...
You know what? Did you get them through Amazon?
No. Oh, no. These ones?
No. The ones that you don't like.
No. Oh, the ones I don't like? Yes. Yeah. But I've worn them too much.
Amazon will take it. They're like Walmart, man. You return. You could buy...
Even with the tags cut off and stuff?
I've seen it happen.
Well, here's the thing. Am I okay to admit that I would feel guilty doing that?
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't.
I kind of would.
It's the same, I look at it this way. Amazon's got enough money. They got all that stuff baked into their costs, their overhead, their all that. they account for a certain amount of shrinkage and all that. So, and that includes returns on stuff that probably shouldn't have been returned, a bowl, for lack of a better way to put it. So, I mean, maybe a tinge, just a little tiny twinge of guilt. But then I'm like, eh, Bezos will get over it.
Yeah, you know what? He's making his, like, I don't think he's going to go broke because I screw him out of a pair of slippers. I think he might be okay. He's still going to be flying a spaceship, not to the space, but saying that he's going to space.
Real high into the clouds.
Yes. Yeah. So I think I might just have to do it. Return these other ones, get these Uggs, because the Uggs are, they're where it is. You know, when I first got the Uggs, a couple of, not my friends, but I think I brought this topic up before on the air.
Mm-hmm.
My masculinity got questioned. But like,
for wearing UGG slippers?
Oh, for sure.
UGG slippers, that's what UGGs are made to be, is slippers.
Oh.
Now, you start wearing like those froofy little UGGs boots that my wife wears, and maybe there's a conversation there. But like UGG slippers, that's literally what they were made for.
Incredibly comfortable. I found too, that is an all or nothing proposition in terms of slippers. People are either 100% slipper people or not slipper people for the most part.
See, I think I mentioned this before. I'm seasonal. Like, once the summertime comes, I'm walking around. I'm not wearing slippers because the slightest bit of anything and I get hot and my feet get sweaty and nobody wants that. Wintertime.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when it's super cold out like this. Absolutely. I'll wear the slippers because the whole house is cold for the most part. And, you know, not like unbearably cold, but there's that chill on everything. So I'll wear the slippers in the wintertime, but summertime, no.
In the winter,
slippers.
If I'm home by myself, honestly, or excuse me, in the summer, if I'm home by myself mm-hmm. and I know nobody's going to be home for hours, I will honestly walk around underwear and slippers in the house.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. It's not that I don't like to walk around bare feet. I just like something on my feet. I will have underwear.
Why just underwear?
It feels good.
Okay.
Feels good. Feels nice. Feels liberating. I'll have underwear. I will have ankle socks and slippers. Now, if somebody comes to the door, you know, I'll take my underwear off. But no, I'll put clothes on. But I will. I'll walk around in just underwear,
okay.
Slippers. I'm always slippers in the house.
And nobody seems to mind this.
No, nobody's home.
Oh, just when nobody's home.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't walk around in my underwear when people are home. All that much.
All that much.
But
not
yeah.
often.
No, I don't know. Slippers. Slippers are a great pre-show topic. It really is.
It's timeless.
It is. $80, though. That's right on the threshold for me. That's right on my comfortability level for slippers.
For slippers?
I know. It might even be over the
top. That's over the comfortability
level. Because
these other ones,
I know. But here's the thing. These ones I think I got were $22 or something on Amazon.
So
if I buy it four times, I'm screwed.
Right. Well, I mean, you're just doing the same thing. So, well, here's the way I look at that, though.
I know. Tell me.
So if you got the old, like my mother-in-law, that was her deal. She would buy everyone slippers at Christmas, right? Every year. Everybody got a fresh pair of slippers. That's why I had an old pair sitting around from a couple of years ago that hadn't been touched. Because sometimes I would just stay in the old ones because I didn't need a new pair every year. I don't wear them that often. Anyway, she would get them at like Macy's or something. And they were probably like $20-$25 a pair, right?
Right.
And here's the thing. There's something about having the fresh pair of slippers. Even if you know they're not going to last as long as the more expensive pair, and you're going to have to get a new pair every year, year and a half, 2 years, something about getting new ones more often, even if they're less expensive than the other ones.
Sure.
I like the newness.
Could I look at these Uggs and say, I know they're going to last 5 years, and it's $16 a year, and that's a decent way to spend $16 a year.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to break it down like that, yeah.
I think
if you know you're going to get that much out of them.
I'm definitely going to.
What happens when you're like 3.5 years out, and you're like, man, these slippers just aren't cutting it anymore. They're all beat up and raggedy.
I won't be with the Uggs because I don't wear them outside.
Okay.
I just wear I'm mad at myself. I should have just done it in the first place. And got the Uggs, went with it, and just said, I know what I like. I am what I am.
Yeah.
You is what you is. Get the Uggs and spend. I knew this was going to happen.
Well,
yesterday, my feet had sweat on them, and I can't live like this.
No.
I can't.
Nobody wants to
So then
live
I just
like
had socks. You know what? I had baseball socks.
Oh, yeah?
Pulled up to my knees. I was walking around with baseball socks on to try to, in the place of slippers. I don't know. I'm a lost soul. I'm screwed. I have such a great home routine before my UGG slippers went to hell. And now I'm searching. I've just got to get them. I might do a GoFundMe for UGG slippers. Tidy whiteys? No. No, not tidy whiteys. I like the like boxer briefs. Sometimes tidy whiteys, but not white ones.
Never tidy whiteys.
No. No. Sometimes, like to work out, I go with the tighter ones. But boxer briefs, generally. That's my move. All right, Producer Matt, you wear slippers?
Not a slipper guy, no. Not yet, at least, in life. Maybe later.
Oh, it's something.
I haven't gotten there yet.
It is something. Anyway, we start with lots of talk about, a little bit of talk in a different direction about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Matt Clement joins at 7, Ray Fittipaldo at 8. Rick Tocchet, he's doing games for TNT. He joins at 8:30. There is tons to get into. And Doug Whaley, by the way, for the 9 o'clock hour. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.